Welcome to Quick Charge. It's March 17th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris, here with the biggest news of the weekend, which has to be the new Tesla autopilot test video where the thing drives into a Wile E. Coyote-style fake road wall in a camera versus LiDAR test. This is pretty self-explanatory, guys. Somebody painted a mural that looks like a street, pointed their Tesla at it with autopilot, and it went right through. While most companies developing self-driving technologies have been using a mix of sensors such as camera, radar, LiDAR, and ultrasonic, Tesla insists on using only cameras. The automaker removed radar from its vehicle lineup and even deactivated radars already installed in existing vehicles. The strategy has yet to pay off, as Tesla systems are still stuck at level 2 driver assist. CEO Elon Musk claims that Tesla's advantage is that once it solves autonomy, it will be able to scale faster than competitors because its Vision Plus neural net system is designed to work like a human driver and, therefore, will be able to adapt to any road. Critics have pushed back against those claims, especially since Musk mentioned Tesla achieving level 5 autonomy, which means in any conditions, and cameras have limitations on that front that are fixed by LiDAR sensors. A new video by engineering YouTuber Mark Rober has provided a very interesting demonstration of that very problem. In the video, Rober puts a Tesla Model Y on autopilot against a vehicle using a LiDAR system in a series of tests in different conditions. The Tesla on autopilot managed to stop for a kid-sized mannequin in the middle of the road when static, moving, and blinded by lights. But it couldn't stop in fog or heavy rain. And as you can see from that video, it goes right through the wall. Now, we'll have that link to that video in the show notes over at electrek.co. But before you go over and watch it for yourself, there's something you should take note of. Tesla fans actually exposed Tesla's own shadiness in an attempt to defend the autopilot crash. A group of Tesla fans and investors inadvertently exposed Tesla's shadiness regarding crashes involving autopilot by attempting to claim that the advanced driver assist system was not active in a crash test. That's according to Fred Lambert. Not only was it active, it disengaged itself less than a second before the crash, a known behavior of Tesla's autopilot. The last test was the headline-grabbing one as it tested to see if the vehicles would stop for a Wile E. Coyote-style fake road wall in the middle of the road. But it was simply to illustrate the clear advantage LiDAR has in that use case. The other tests involving fog and rain where LiDAR outperformed Tesla's vision-based system were obviously more relevant and newsworthy. Fred thought it was simply a well-made video that illustrated the difference between vision-based systems like Tesla's and LiDAR-based systems, which are more commonly used by companies delivering self-driving technology and even regular ADAS systems. Fred was surprised to see his X feed inundated with Tesla fans calling him fake news for posting it. The effort seems to be led by one user called AI Driver. Not that this will make Fred think any differently, but autopilot wasn't even turned on during the test, even though Mark Rober pinky promised it was. You can see here, they've circled the fact that the autopilot is not engaged. The only problem for those fans is that autopilot was turned on during the test, as clearly shown in the video. Rober accelerates to the test set speed of 40 miles an hour. You can see he double tapped the stock, but sort of misses the second tap, though quickly does it again. And you can see clearly autopilot turn on. And it's true that autopilot disengages a fraction of a second before the crash when it's impossible for the driver to stop it. From the video, it is clear that autopilot is engaged and neither the ADAS system nor the automatic emergency braking activated to try to avoid or even mitigate the accident. However, autopilot appears to automatically disengage just before the impact as the crash becomes inevitable. That is obviously something that's going to hurt Tesla values and certainly cause people who are already not feeling super confident about full self-driving to question it even further. And that could be one of the reasons that Tesla used car prices are falling at 3 times the rate of the rest of the market. Tesla used car prices are falling more than 3 times quicker than the rest of the used car market, which is also going down. When new sales and used sales are not going well, it's a big red flag. According to data from CarGurus, Tesla vehicles have seen their prices decrease by 3.7% over the last 3 months and 7.25% over the last year. That's about 3 times the rate of the rest of the market. Despite being a premium brand, Tesla's prices are coming really close to the CarGurus average. Tesla has actually been up slightly in the last 30 days, which is surprising considering what's happening with the brand. However, as you can see, the rest of the market is up significantly more than Tesla. That's 0.35% versus 0.05%. Now, if Musk wants to start selling cars to conservatives and people in the flyover states, that's all well and good. But in order to do that, Tesla needs stores and service in those red states. I think this one's pretty self-explanatory. Tesla has really focused on California, on Chicago, on New York, on Miami, and Texas, like cities like Austin. But now, with the brand suffering in its image in those neighborhoods, probably time to start looking at broader markets, and Tesla's support system just simply isn't there. So it's going to be interesting to see what eventually happens. Maybe even franchise dealers. Who knows? Definitely, you guys probably have a good insight. So go down to the comments and tell us more. Moving on from Tesla, the biggest car maker in the world, Toyota, is looking to become an EV battery supplier. And it looks like their biggest customer is going to be crosstown rival Honda, who will use Toyota to power up 400,000 hybrid vehicles that it plans to sell in the U.S. According to a new Nikkei report starting in fiscal year 2025, which is going to kick off in April, Toyota will be supplying batteries for roughly 400,000 Honda hybrids sold in the U.S. Honda currently uses batteries from China and Japan for vehicles sold in the U.S., but the company is, like most other companies, preparing for big changes under Trump. Honda's electrified vehicles, including EVs and hybrids, account for over a quarter of its U.S. sales last year. The company sold 308,000 hybrids and 40,400 electric vehicles in 2024. The batteries will likely be used in the CR-V and other Honda hybrid vehicles. Now, finally, moving away from America altogether, we are going to China, where touring AI and bulletproof EV batteries finally arrive in the 2025 XPeng G6 SUV. The XPeng G6 all-electric SUV has received a raft of 81 updates for 2025 model year, and chief among these is a new bulletproof, ultra-fast 5C charging AI battery that can go from 10 to 80% charge in just 12 minutes. Sized and priced to put the best-selling Tesla Model Y firmly in its crosshairs, the G6 SUV has been substantially upgraded for 2025, with three trim levels starting at just 176,800 yuan. That's about $27,600 as I type this, meaning that despite the improved range, ADAS offerings, and charging speed, the 2025 model starting price is nearly 11% lower than last year's popular model. For that money, G6 buyers will get a XPeng-developed touring AI intelligent driving system, an advanced ADAS system powered by the company's 40-core Turing chip processor that promises to deliver the power of three high-performance chips in one. The Turing chip is the basis for the company's Qianghai neural network, which the company claims will eventually support full-scale L4 autonomous driving with enhanced safety features that have 33 times the bandwidth and 12 times faster camera image processing than its main competitors, creating a foundation for full-scenario AI-enabled driving experiences that probably won't smash your car into a Wile E. Coyote-style mural. The XPeng G6 in dark night black trim above looks absolutely gorgeous. It's available in 625 Long Range Max and Long Range Max Ultimate Editions. Both of those have 625 kilometers of range on the Chinese cycle, which is about 275 on the EPA range. The 725 model adds another 100 kilometers of range, bringing that total to about 325. The AI batteries in all three models go from 3C to 5C charging speed, which means that the charging from 10 to 80 goes from 20 minutes to 12 minutes, and will ship with the Touring AI self-driving system as standard equipment at the prices shown there. Other upgrades for 2025 include a 9-inch streaming rearview mirror, updates to the soft touch rubber and plastic materials in the cabin, and XPeng's new Cloud Sense seats to support heat, ventilation, and even massage. Now, this is something new that we're going to do from now on. I'm putting a Electrex take, my own personal opinion on this, up here in writing. I don't always agree with Ford CEO Jim Farley, but he is absolutely right about Chinese EVs setting the standard for range, performance, and technology. It seems like every new EV that emerges from China's tech-forward car brands make EVs from Ford and Tesla look like the level 3 generic offerings from whatever the automotive equivalent of the Dollar Tree is. The only problem with that analogy is that the American offerings cost consumers twice as much. And before you jump into the comments and write about government subsidies and federalized healthcare costs and other supposed Chinese advantages, remember that we could have those things too if we wanted them. What would our excuse be then? If you haven't gotten a chance to check out those Tesla videos or check out those pictures of the XPeng, be sure to go to electrek.co and read through the show notes. I'll have a link to that in the YouTube page below. And if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify or any of those awesome podcasts, be sure to check out electrek.co to get all of the notes and information from there.